Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Northland, a 4,000-mile journey along America's forgotten border, by Porter Fox. Read by Jonathan Yen. Introduction. No one knows where America's northern border begins. It is somewhere near Machias Seal Island, 25 miles off Jonesport, Maine. Most know where it goes, 600 miles around Maine's panhandle, across New Hampshire, Vermont, and New York, west along the St. Lawrence River, through four of the five Great Lakes, into Minnesota's boundary waters, and straight across North Dakota, Montana, Idaho, and Washington on the 49th parallel. On paper, the boundary looks like a discarded thread, twisted and kinked in parts, tight as a bowstring in others. Much of the line was drawn before modern surveying technology was invented, so it follows things you can see on a map. Rivers, lakes, latitude, longitude. Where the boundary tracks a waterway, the rule is to follow the deep water mark, making it look like a very drunk or very old man drew it freehand, which, in some cases, is very close to the truth. The only indication that two of the world's most powerful nations meet on these stretches is a procession of faded American and Canadian flags on either side, planted in yards, on porches, and on telephone poles. The northern border looks like an accident in many places. It runs along the 45th parallel, straight through the Haskell Free Library and Opera House in Derby Line, Vermont.